to Syrup that came in from New England today. They say, is this genuine?
Genuine.
From New England.
Maple, and they didn't like it either. They didn't like it, maple syrup.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't like maple syrup. They liked that old Louisiana molasses.
See. Your relatives, you always called your what? You'd say, well, we have the same name, but she's no
kin.
Kin. Your grandparents, you mentioned. We mentioned the aunt and the. Do you remember any significance to niece and nephew? Any confusions there? Were those terms used for? Very loosely for relatives, or were they pretty?
Yeah, well, you know, the word cousin, instead of cousin, they use cousin so-and-so.
Uh-huh. You know, that would mean any relative?
Any relative was a cousin. Mm-hmm. No matter how far off, there's your cousins.
Mm-hmm. And if a grocer said, you ought to buy this to a man, he said, well, I might, but first I have to ask. And he met his wife, what would he say?
Ask the old lady.
And if you said that to her, she'd say, well, perhaps, but I'll ask.
Ask the old man.
The old man. And a woman who lost her husband was?
She is a widow woman.
And if he just left her, then?
She is a grass widow.
Grass widow.
As opposed to a sod widow.
Sod widow.
Sod widow meant he was dead under the sod.
I see. And a stranger come to town, what would he be known as?
A newcomer.
Newcomer.
By the way, they have to live here 30 years before they were anything but a newcomer. A fellow lived down here on the corner. I know he lived here 50 years, and they still look upon him as an outsider.
Uh-huh.
Like a fellow told me in Columbus, run that. That gentleman's, let's see, what's that? Runs a clothing, Byers and McGrath. There's a clothing store. I bought a suit from him not long ago. I said, how long have you lived in Columbus? Oh, he said, I'm a newcomer. I've only lived here 35 years. So they still haven't accepted me here yet. So I've only lived here 35 years. So I'm a newcomer.
A couple of weeks ago, I was in Tennessee, ran into the same thing. A woman said, well, you shouldn't talk to me. You ought to see Mrs. So-and-so. I just came here. I've been here only since 1915.
Well, this McGrath told me, said, they still haven't accepted me yet here in Columbus. I've lived here 35 years. I said, I'm not accepted at all. I'm a stranger, newcomer. By the way, I talked to this group years ago. They're descendants of the original settlers of Columbus. The original families, and these are the offspring of the original settlers, and it's terrible. You can't get in there. They had some applications there from people who wanted to get in. They said, no, we'll have to delve into this further. We can't take that way. We'll have to check on them. And they wouldn't take them in.
Is this a club called the Pioneers?
I believe that was what it was. Was it the Pioneers?
I've interviewed a couple of the Pioneer ladies.
Maybe it was. I've forgotten the name.
The one lady was very charming, and she hardly looks like a pioneer.
She's
like a duchess.
She's a descendant of, what was her name?
She was a.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Her husband, her grandfather, was at the Treaty of Dancing Rabbit out here. And he's written a book. She gave me the book on the sign of the Treaty of Dancing Rabbit. All this country was taken away from the Choctaw Indians. And yeah, I know who she is. Mm-hmm. Alabama was named after her grandfather. Well, the first lock on the Tennessee's Tom Bigby Waterway is in Alabama, who was named for her grandfather.
Really, a very lovely woman.
Very gracious
and very dynamic, as a matter of fact. You talk about pioneers, you think of
well, I know
90 years old.
It was hard to get in that society because they had several applications from ladies who had, but they hadn't given their ancestry quite correctly, and they, they can't vote on them today. We'll have to check into this further. Mm-hmm. Have to do some more research.
Wow,
hard to get into.
Old homes.
Well, you see, Columbus and Macon were the only two towns in Mississippi that were never captured during the Civil War, and they weren't burned. That's why they have these old homes here in Columbus. They wasn't burned. Most of them are burned to the ground, the whole town. And this town would have been burned.